ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एथ कैंटो चैप्टर 20 वर्स नंबर 10 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड बलि महाराज सरेंडर द यूनिवर्स सरेंडर्स द यूनिवर्स। मनस्विन करुण कस्य शोभम यद अर्थी कामो पनेयेन दुर्घिता कुतः पुनर्ब्रह्मविदं भव भवदृश्यम् ततो वत्तोरस्य दधामि वञ्चितम्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious, especially when he gives charity to a person like your good self. Under the circumstances, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. Purport. If one accepts a poverty-stricken position because of losing money in business, gambling, prostitution, or intoxication, no one will praise him. But if he becomes poverty-stricken by giving all his possessions in charity, he becomes adored all over the world. Aside from this, if a benevolent and merciful person exhibits his pride in becoming poverty-stricken by giving his position in charity for good causes, his poverty is a welcome and auspicious sign of a great personality. Bali Maharaj decided that even though he would become poverty-stricken by giving everything to Vamanadev, this is what he would prefer. I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, senior devotees. I can speak some words for my purification. Hare Krishna. Topic we are dealing with is the charity given by Bali Maharaj to Vamanadev. One time Srila Prabhupada was in one of the temples and he saw a drum. So Srila Prabhupada asked, what are the charges for this drum? So Garg Muni Prabhu was there. He said, it's free Prabhupada, it's free. No charge, no charge. So Prabhupada said, it's free. So Garg Muni Prabhu said that, Prabhupada, it was a broken drum. We fixed it. And now we are using it. So then Prabhupada commented that usually when people want to give charity to the temple, they give broken things. Sometimes people give old cars to the temple. The wife is telling to the husband that every day we have to push this vehicle. To start the vehicle. So why don't you give it to the temple? They will use it. So in this way, many times, broken things come to the temple as charity. Sometimes, stone notes, they know that this 100 rupees note is stone. Nobody is taking this note. So they just put it in the donation box, charity box. They know that Krishna can use everything in his service. Prabhupada said that one time, one person gave a cow in donation. He gave the cow, knowing that the cow was blind. It's blind by one eye. So, gave it to the temple. And people give their black income, black money to the temple. In this way, Prabhupada says that whatever charity has to be given should be first class. First class charity. Whatever has to be given should be first class for Krishna. Even the charity in the form of Lakshmi which is given, it should be earned by honorable means, not by some malpractices and illegal means. So Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita that charity is in three gunas, sattva guna, rajaguna and tamasic, goodness, passion and ignorance. The charity given in mode of goodness, one gets good results. And person, and for such charity, these persons are not interested in their name and fame. But charity given in mode of passion, these people are interested in name and fame. And tamasic or in the mode of ignorance, the results are one has to go to hell. And the person who is giving charity doesn't know where the money is going, to whom he is giving. So this is in the mode of goodness. Prabhupada said that once he saw in the Bowery one drunkard. He was washing the car, and the owner of the car came and gave some dollars. So this person immediately went to the nearby shop and started drinking wine. So Prabhupada said that such kind of charity is in the mode of ignorance. When you don't know to whom you are giving and how he will utilize that charity, it's in the mode of ignorance. In the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains in one of the purports that the Kshatriyas have the tendency to control, to rule over, but also they are very liberal when they are asked for charity. And in this way, Yudhishthir Maharaj would give a lot of charity, and during the Rajasuya Yajna, he made Karna to take in charge was given the charge of distributing charity. And in this way, Yudhishthir Maharaj, knowing that Karna is famous as known as Data Karna, he is famous for giving charity. Kings always kept a large quantity of food grains in stock, and whenever there was any scarcity of grains, they would distribute grains in charity. So there's a wonderful pastime from the Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, about Karna's charity, why he is known as Danvir Karna or Data Karna. During the battle of Kurukshetra, Karna and Arjuna were face to face. They were equal in match, and none of them were able to defeat each other. Also, Karna is a Surya Putra. He was conceived from Surya Dev, and he had a special armor along with him. So Lord Suryadev had given him a armor and a kundala. So he was very powerful. And Arjuna was finding him very difficult to kill him, to fight against Karna. He was also expert in archery. So during this war, unfortunately, Karna was badly wounded, and his soldiers saw that he is not able to fight. So he was taken to a safe place. And Lord Krishna was telling Arjuna about the nobility of Karna. He is so famous for giving charity. And Arjuna was feeling that I am so unfortunate that I don't know whether Karna will survive now. I have never personally seen him performing charity. And so Lord Krishna says that don't worry, you'll not miss this chance. Let's go. We'll personally go and experience this. So Krishna and Arjun, they disguise themselves and go to the palace of Karna, where Karna is badly wounded, lying on the bed, about to die. And this Krishna and Arjuna, they go as Brahmins and they come in front of Karna and ask for a charity. They say that we are Brahmins and we are traveling to different holy places, and we have heard about your glories, that you are very charitable for giving charity. So please give us some charity so that we can go to the holy places. Karna said that, see my condition, you have come at the wrong time. I am badly wounded, I am about to die. And you should not ask for a charity from a person who is in difficulty. You should not ask for a service from a person who is in difficulty. So Krishna explains that no, you are a king and you can arrange everything. So Karna explains, no, see, I am alone here. All my soldiers are fighting there on the battlefield. So Krishna and Arjuna are about to go back. Then Karna, seeing that Krishna and Arjuna are, these Brahmins are angry, he says, wait. And Karna remembers that now he is in such a position that he cannot give anything in charity. But he remembers that he has a golden tooth. He had one tooth, gold tooth. So he requests these Brahmins to give a stone. There was a stone lying there. So he requests them to please give me that stone. So Krishna says that we cannot pick these stones. Brahmins, we don't touch stones. We don't pick stones. Why do you want stone? So we don't do this. So some other Karna struggles and picks up the stone, and then he hits his tooth and he removes that gold tooth, which is in the pool of blood fallen on the ground. And then Karna requests these Brahmins that you can please take this gold tooth in charity. But then again Krishna says that, oh, we are holy Brahmanas. We don't touch anything which is covered with blood and everything. So Karna says that, okay, just get some water. And Krishna says that, why are you wasting our time telling all these things? So Karna says that, I cannot do anything. But then he takes his bow and arrow and shoots one arrow on the ground, and a water stream comes out, and then he washes the gold tooth and then gives this in charity to the Brahmins. As soon as Arjuna sees this charitable attitude of Karna, tears starts coming from his eyes. And he understands that Karna was not only a very good archer, but also famous for his charity. In this way, Karna is very famous for his charity. And then Krishna takes advantage of this charitable nature of Karna. During the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna sends Indra to Karna, and somehow or other he tricks Karna to give that armor, because it was very difficult to defeat Karna. So Karna, out of his charitable mood, he removes his armor which was there on his chest and gives to Indra. So Prabhupada, in different purports in this chapter, explains that to whom the charity should be given. He explains that charity should be given to the qualified brahmanas and to the Vaishnavas at a right time, at a right place. And if charity is given blindly, one is clearing one's path, going to hell. There are also Prabhupada says that brahmachari life is meant for training to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The brahmachari should be trained to get up early in the morning, offer fire sacrifice and study the Vedas, and then go on Sankirtan. And the grahasthas are meant to give charity. Grahasthas must be prepared and trained up for giving charity. So who will accept charity? Charity should be accepted by the qualified brahmanas and the sannyasis, and not vanaprasthas. And the brahmachari accepts charity on behalf of the spiritual master. Even the brahmana grihastha can accept the charity, but he should not accept to keep it as bank balance. And the extra charity should be immediately used in the service of the Lord. Also, there are encouraging words that how when one gives charity, one gets lot of benefits. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the purport, Prabhupada explains, money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a brahmana. If the money is given in charity to a non-brahmana, that is without brahmanical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. You get the same amount of money whatever you are given in charity. If the money is given in charity to a learned, a full qualified brahmana, returns are 100,000 times multiplied. And if a charity is given to Veda Paraga, it is returned unlimited times, it is multiplied. The returns are unlimited times multiplication. So there is a guarantee of monies being returned, given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Also, there is a wonderful story from the Krishna Leela, Krishna book. One time, the family members of Lord Krishna had gone for a picnic to a forest nearby Dwarka. And when they were enjoying in the interiors of the forest, they were very thirsty. And in search for water, they were moving here and there, and they happened to see a well. When they went nearby to this well, they saw that this well was empty, but there was a wonderful living entity inside this. This was a wonderful big lizard inside the well. And these young boys, the children of Lord Krishna, understood that this lizard was trapped inside this well for a long time. And unfortunately, without anybody's help, it cannot come out. So they tried to take this lizard out of the well, but they were not able to do that. So when they returned back, they informed Lord Krishna and narrated the entire story, that how they saw this wonderful living entity, the lizard, inside the well. And they expressed their desire that it should be removed, it should be taken out. So Lord Krishna, it is said that as he is the friend of all living entities, Lord Krishna, out of compassion, came to this place and simply extended his hand. He is Jagannath, he can extend his hand. So with his left hand, he just extended his hand and took out the lizard. And although Lord Krishna is all-knowing, he knows the past, present and future. For benefit of all of us, Lord Krishna asked this. As soon as Lord Krishna touched this lizard was transformed into a wonderful personality, a heavenly personality. He was a demigod. And Lord Krishna, for benefit of everybody, he asked this demigod that, who are you and how come you are trapped in this body of the lizard? How did you get this body of the lizard? And then this demigod immediately offered his obeisances to Lord Krishna. And he said, he addressed to the Lord that, my dear Lord, you know everything. You know the past, present and future. You reside in everybody's heart. But simply for my purification, I would like to narrate the story that how I got this body. And then he says that I am King Nriga. I am the son of King Ikshvagu. And I am very famous for giving charity. If you have ever taken account of charitably disposed men, I am sure that you must have heard my name. O Lord, you are witness. You are aware of every bit of work done by every living entity. Every living entity. You know the past, present and future. Nothing can be hidden from your eternal cognizance. Still, because you have ordered me, now I will tell you the full story. And then King Nriga proceeds to narrate the story that what caused his degradation. He was performing this karmakanda activities, giving charities. What kind of charities he was giving? He was giving cows in charities. He was giving many cows in charity. And this number was equal to the amount of dust on the earth, equal to the amount of stars in the sky and the rainfall. And according to the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, a man who is charitably disposed is commanded to give cows to the brahmanas. So King Nriga followed this principle earnestly. But as a result of slight discrepancy in his action, he was forced to take the body of the lizard. Prabhupada explains that to give charity means to perform pious activity. But the charity has to be given to the right person at the right time. That one who is charitably disposed and desires to derive benefit of his charity should offer his gifts to please Krishna. And by giving, although this charitable act, it is very pious, the results one gets, the results which one gets is one may be elevated to higher planetary system. One may be promoted to the heavenly planets, but there is no guarantee. One will fall down. One can fall down from the heavenly planets. Just like the rocket goes into the space, as long as it has the petrol, once the petrol is over, it has to come down. Similarly, as soon as one enjoys the results of these pious activities, as the results are over, one has to come out, come down. So he was giving this cows in charity. These cows were not ordinary cows. These cows were very young, and each cow had given birth to a young calf. And they were full of milk and very peaceful and healthy. And he had purchased these cows with the money which he had earned legally, not illegally. Their horns were gold-plated, and the hooves were bedecked with silver plates. And these cows were covered with silken clothes embroidered with pearls and necklaces. And these cows were given to first-class brahmanas, not to any unqualified person. Were given to first-class brahmanas, and also these brahmanas were given new garments and gold ornaments in charity. Not only to the brahmanas, but also to their family members. And then he says, besides cows, what else he had given in charity? He had given land, gold, houses, horses, elephants. And those who were not married were given wives, maid servants, grains, silver, utensils, garments, jewels, household furniture, chariots. And not only that, he had performed such charity that he digged wells, planted trees by the roadside, and installed ponds on the highways. So in this way, King Nriga was very famous for his charity. The king continues, in spite of all this, unfortunately, one of the cows which he had given in charity to a brahmana came back to him. And the same cow which had come back, he gave the same cow in charity to some other brahmana. And the former master of this cow came to that brahmana and had a fight that this is my cow. This was given to me. And this brahmana was saying, no, this is given to me. And there was a fight. And then they came to the king. And this king was trying to humbly explain them that, I don't know how this has happened, but please forgive me. And was begging forgiveness from them. And then he said that, instead of this cow, for this cow, I am ready to give 1 lakh cows to each of you. But they said, no, we want the same cow. And there was a fight, and they got very angry. And the king said that, please forgive me, otherwise I will have to suffer in hell. But they didn't agree. They said that, no, this cow belongs to me. And the other brahmana was saying, no, now this cow belongs to me, I cannot give this cow to you. And in this way, these brahmanas were very angry, and in anger, they left that place. And the result was, King Nriga, after he left his body, he had to see Yamraj. When he was in front of Yamraj, Yamraj was knowing that this king is very charitable, and he is going to get lot of benefits for his pious activities, for his charity which he has given. But then he asked a question to this king, that would you first like to suffer for your impious activities, or you'd like to enjoy the results of your pious activities? And the king said that I would first like to suffer for my impious activities, and then I can enjoy later on for all these pious activities. So in this way, the king was immediately given the body of this lizard. And in this way, he was put into that dark well, in that condition where he had to suffer. But by the mercy of Lord Krishna, he was saved and brought back. So it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusva madarpanam. Whatever you are eating, whatever you are doing, whatever austerities you are undergoing, whatever charity you are giving, you give it to me. So Lord is saying that whatever charity, if you want to give, you give it to me. In this way you will be purified. Lord Krishna doesn't want anything. He is the supreme proprietor, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of all the planets. But he is asking charity. He is asking charity for our interest. He knows that when we engage that charity in his service, we will be purified. So these are a few points based on charity. And in this way, Vamandev also gave charity to Bali Maharaj surrendered his life by giving charity to Vamandev. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any corrections or comments? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Krantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.